Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to look at Romans chapter 1. If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday, I kind of broke down that chapter, which is very helpful. I think it's worth doing, at least on an annual basis, and doing it during the season of Lent, because we see what is some scholars have called the primordial temptation that the human race experiences, and what gets expressed time and again throughout human history, and sometimes to a greater or lesser degree. And I think we're experiencing it and seeing it very significantly. What it is essentially is St. Paul summarizes it and describes for us, saying this, that God's wrath, that is God's judgment on sin. God judges, and remember, it's important to know the kindness of God, which is his mercy, and the severity of God, which are his judgments. God's judgments are good, and they're important. Why? Because God will judge his people, he will judge the world in order to get its attention, to draw it back, to remove everything that hinders love, because he does not want us to lose our salvation or to not open our hearts to the reality of salvation. So the battle against sin is very real. The consequences of it are eternal. If we don't come into God's grace and receive the forgiveness of sins and enter his church, the consequences couldn't be more significant. So God will do what needs to happen to wake us up. And Paul identifies the fundamental sin as the suppression of truth. He said, what gets revealed is ungodliness and wickedness of men. The ungodliness and wickedness of men, it follows from suppressing the truth about God, refusing to acknowledge God and to give thanks, to honor God, Paul says, and to give thanks. So this is a significant temptation human beings have, and to refuse to acknowledge that God even exists. And so when human beings do that, when we refuse to have God at the center where he belongs, and we refuse to order our lives around the reality that God is creator, that God has ordered his creation, that we, even those who aren't baptized, can know something just by virtue of their human nature, something of God expressed through creation. And Paul says, because of that, no one is excused from pretending or suppressing the truth about God. You can't say you didn't know. You can't say you didn't know enough in terms of moral culpability, is what Paul is referring to. And so if human beings continue to double down on refusing to acknowledge God's truth and to honor God and to give him thanks and to respond to him the way Jesus modeled for us and saints and many others, God gives them over. And the first thing that happens is sexual disorder comes about. And human beings replace God and the superior pleasures of God and knowing God and pleasing God with doubling down on the most powerful pleasure probably human beings can experience apart from spiritual pleasures in this life. And so sexual perversion, the release of sexual immorality happens. And then that happens, people accept it, people validate it, people call it good, and then all kinds of people are affected by it. And that's welcoming sin, and it weakens human beings, and their minds become darkened, St. Paul said. And then what ends up happening is further sexual perversion happens, and then unnatural sex happens. The disordering of God's fundamental ordered purpose of it happens. And then finally, the third step, God gives human beings over to each one of those, expecting, hoping that they will wake up and just want to stop wallowing in their sin and the bondage that's present. But human beings can fall a long way. Just like Lucifer was the highest angel, he fell the farthest. And so human beings can fall a long way because we're made in the image of God, the kind of creatures that we are. We can become tied up and wrapped up in the lies and in the darkness. And finally, we're given over to what Scripture calls a reprobate mind, a mind that's really completely fallen into darkness. When the mind falls into darkness, when the mind steps into darkness, that means human beings have made decisions. So Paul makes this description of what it's like. Sometimes people get the wrong idea and say the only thing that Paul is focusing on here in Romans chapter 1 is the sin of homosexuality, active homosexuality. Well, he does touch on it here for sure. He's very clear about it. It's part of being disconnected from acting upon that is part of being disconnected from reality, God's truth, what God's ordered for human sexuality. But it goes much farther than that. Verse 28, it goes on and says, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a base mind and to improper conduct. Lets them double down. He accelerates it so that people turn and repent as they get lost in it. And then Paul describes, they were filled with all manner of wickedness, evil, covetousness, malice, full of envy and murder and strife and deceit, malignity. They are gossips and slanderers and haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Though they know God's decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but approve those who practice them. That is what's happening now. I mean, we're seeing that happen. We're seeing it expressed in governments. In Ireland a few years ago, when Ireland, you know, the streets were filled with people dancing, celebrating, partying, when they accepted the idea of being able to abort children. Somehow that's a great thing to celebrate. Because why? Why do they see it that way? Because their minds are darkened. Because they lost sense of what a human being is and how infinitely valuable it is, right? The eternal creature. That they lost the idea of the sacredness of sex and the sexual act. And why is it sacred? Because it brings about creatures who are made in the image and likeness of God, and they're of infinite value. And they're celebrating, dancing, drinking, music, the whole bit. What are they celebrating? We get to kill children. And because we can do that, we're free. We can be free. We have power over our own lives. We don't have to, ultimately, we don't have to trust God's commandments. We're throwing them off. We have our own freedom. We have our own power. So there's great deception there. And it really is the reality of Jesus said, the rabbis and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that is, who refused to accept him. And Jesus described his very challenging words in the Gospel of John chapter 8. He said, if God was your father, you would love me, for I proceeded and came forth from God. And I came not of my own accord, but I came because of him who sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe. It's one of the most central descriptions of who the devil actually is and what we're up against. The battle, and who is the devil? He's a liar. And how do we know he's hanging around and he's driving a lot of the things I was just describing? Because it's filled with lies. The first lie is God doesn't exist, or what God calls good, I don't accept. We turn evil into good. It's another deception. The reprobate mind twists reality itself. It's part of the judgment that happens. It's extremely powerful. And you can see it now even in our own government in a way where, for example, just saw a report that LGBTQ flags are flying on American embassies all around the world. So here we go. What's present there? What's being committed? There's a banner that's flying. We're standing under this banner. What's the banner? It's not just a banner that says, we have compassion on people who are struggling, and everybody ought to be loved and loved in the truth. That's not what it's saying. It's pushing the whole range of the whole redefinition of what it means to be human, what it means to be a man or a woman, what it means to be a family, what's the meaning of human sexuality, who has power over life and death, all of that. It's there, and it's being aggressively pushed by the forces in our own country, and people are calling it good, and they're proud of it, and they're celebrating it. That is a reprobate mind. It really is. It's not something people want to hear or think about, but it's really true. And so there's pressure to conform to it. We have to be really careful. You can love somebody without celebrating what they affirm that displeases God. Here's Pope Benedict XVI describing the kind of dynamic that's unfolding. He said, this general perversion extends to all fields of life. What is unnatural becomes normal. The person who lives against the truth also lives against nature. The devil hates nature, hates human design, God's plan and purpose. People's power of invention no longer serves what's good, but the ingenuity and refinement of evil. The relationship between man and wife, between parents and children is dissolved. And in this way, the sources of life are blocked up. It's no longer life that reigns, but death. And a civilization of death has become established. And as that civilization becomes established, that's what's happening in our own country. And we're agreeing with other nations around the world. We're going to push this stuff with all we got because we somehow believe it's tied to our freedom. It's tied to our happiness. That is a very deep deception. And behind it is the enemy. Am I saying that everybody who's pushing it is consciously agreeing with the enemy? No. But suppressing the truth about God's design in some way. And as a result, their senseless minds are darkened in these areas. Pope Benedict goes on and said, truth itself is far distant and does not show its power, but the opinion of men and women is there and it becomes dominant. He said, so one begins to follow it. Man fears the close at hand appearance of the power of human opinion, for example, being canceled, being marginalized, more than the distant powerless light of truth. We fear men rather than God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of man is the definition of stupidity. It's foolishness. So people bow to the power of opinion and become its allies and its bearers. That's what we're seeing. Companies, the entertainment industry, all over the place, people are beginning to bear it now. They become allies and collude in the lie. They become slaves to appearance, Pope Benedict said. Once they have begun to become involved with it, they must go on following it step by step. They can indeed no longer break free from this net of shared pretense. He said, entire society can thus fall from the truth into shared deceit, into slavery of untruth and of not being. To deny God is to choose non-being. It's to choose untruth. And that's always a slavery. Finally, he said, a society that turns what is specifically human into something purely private and defines itself in terms of a complete secularity, which moreover inevitably becomes a pseudo-religion and a new all-embracing system that enslaves people. We are facing, friends, a pseudo-religion that's emerging in the world. This kind of society will, of its nature, become sorrowful, a place of despair. It rests on the diminishing of human dignity. A society whose public order is consistently determined by agnosticism is not a society that has become free, but a society that is despaired, marked by the sorrow of man who is fleeing from God and in contradiction to himself. Friends, everyone knows the madness. We don't have 150 genders. It doesn't change every time you feel like it. Feelings are not the ultimate arbiter of truth. God is. God is the definer of what's good and evil. This is sanity. This is reality. And this is what Lent is about. For us to come to terms with where we're at in relationship to the truth and to ask God for help to live radically in it. God bless you. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.